This is The Playbook.
I'm here with David Meltzer. Lovely to see you again, David. This is best-selling author, entrepreneur, businessman, mentorship, co-founder of Sports One Marketing. Lovely to see you back again at Collision.
Yeah, it's always great to be back here to see such lovely, fun people like yourself, and most importantly, to see how everybody's advanced.
Absolutely.
And so the communities have grown, the businesses have grown, and despite some challenges, it's amazing to see how much people have matured in their careers and their businesses.
Absolutely. Now, you got some exciting things coming up. Apple TV, fourth season dropping this month, end of the month, June 2023. And then you're currently filming season 5. Tell me about what's coming up.
Yeah, so our premiere party is tomorrow night here at Collision for Office Hours season 4. And so that will be at the end of the month on Apple TV. It's at the airports and hotel rooms through Reach TV as well. So you'll see me at the gates at the airports again with some of the biggest stars in the world.
Right.
So as you know, we have everyone from Dr. Joe Dispenza to unbelievable Sadhguru.
Yes.
We have, you know, guys like Ed Milet, the Hermosis, Alex and Layla Hermosi. The list goes on. We have about 72 billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers joining us on Office Hours Season 4, and we're filming Season 5 of 2-Minute Drill, where we have an entire episode for Collision and Web Summit. So the best 5 pitches here will be on the show on Apple TV that we're filming here in July for Season 5.
I got that. Now, you, people come to you. Investors come to you. People looking to get into business come to you. You've heard it all, seen it all, obviously. The plethora of people that you've been in touch with is tremendous. What is a common thread of the struggle that you could pick out, pull out, that you think a lot of people can relate to, whether you're trying to start a small business or you're already in the game and you're trying to launch higher?
So there's two struggles that I see that are common. One is capital. No matter what stage of the business you're at, the biggest and most common thread is capitalization of the company, whether it's investment or revenue. And then the second one is actually attachment of emotion to outcome. So the problem is we expect progress to, and the awareness of progress to be apparent almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. So no business is where they want to be. And they think they should be where they want to be.
Right.
And that will continue through the entire course of the business. So if we can manage the emotional attachment to outcomes and the fear of scarcity capitalization,
right,
you would get rid of 100% of the common threads between all entrepreneurs and businesses.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I really want to ask you, because on the train coming here, you know what came through my thought? I was on the platform and I saw everybody coming into downtown Toronto for their 9-to-5. And with AI, with technology, it's 2023. I'm very interested. I feel so many people are looking for, obviously, that side hustle. They're looking for that passive income. They're looking for a way that they can scale themselves with technology. What is, I don't want to say the easiest thing, because in life nothing's that easy, but what is an untapped area that you think people should be looking into if they want to leverage technology in their income?
They should utilize technology, all technology, to build community. And in order to do so, they have to really have an introspective analysis, an inventory of their essence. If we take a better inventory of our skills, our knowledge of who and what, and our desires, we then can effectuate building a community via technology. Use technology to capture the essence. Use technology to modify the essence. Use technology to amplify. And most importantly with AI, use it to perpetuate that essence, and you'll build a community. And once you have a community, you own the customer, you can monetize it as a part-time, full-time, half-time gig, it doesn't matter.
Speaking of halftime, we talk about sports right here. You know so many athletes in your time. Wayne Gretzky, the list goes on.
Warren Moon, Wayne Gretzky, the two co-founder. Amazing Canadian athletes, yes.
Exactly, exactly. What I want to ask you is, I feel we have a few athletes in the soccer and NFL, NBA taking part in Collision. Are there enough athletes globally who are in the tech space that maybe should be in it? And I know you've been able to advise so many of them. What's the fear for them getting into it, and should there be more athletes who attach themselves to this space?
Well, I think I look at athletes the same as I would a doctor. Mm-hmm. Athletes are so well trained. The only difference is athletes usually start their training at 5 years old. So the amount of training and focus that they've given to one particular skill, knowledge, and desire, they don't understand the expansion. They see it as transition. And if they saw the expansion of their skills, knowledge, and desire into business, the same way that I help doctors, healthcare providers, accountants, see how they can expand their skills, knowledge, and desire because they're well-trained into alternative businesses, expansive businesses, they would feel more comfortable and not have the fear by looking at it as expanding into, not transitioning from.
Right, because I think, like you said, fear, I think one of the biggest fears is not knowing how to do something. A lot of people want to start something online. They want to start a niche. They want to start a market. And they start, they take the first two steps and they stop. And they never look back. How could you get beyond that mental block?
Well, I always say, once you know what you want, the easiest and fastest thing to do is know who.
Yeah.
Who can help you and who can you help? So one of the reasons so many athletes do reach out to me is that I sit in a situation they want to be in and I understand where they're at. So not only can I meet them where they're at, but I can give them instructions and directions on how to get to where they want to be.
I got that. We're coming up to short. ChatGPT. I feel like AI has been thrust into the media, the spotlight in the past, I'm going to say 5 months. I know it's been there longer, but I feel like in mainstream media and everything, AI, ChatGPT has been there now for the past 5 months. It's saturating us. Is it our friend? Do you think it's our friend? Or should we love it or hate it?
Oh, first of all technology is a servant. And so when properly used, servants are absolutely our friend. See, a hammer is a servant. A hammer can be used to build a house, but believe it or not, a hammer can be used to take down a house as well.
Yes.
And destroy it. So too many people are afraid of technology as a master, mm-hmm. when it's actually the greatest servant that has ever been created. And AI is the most powerful servant, least expensive servant ever to be given to humanity. And when properly used, it will be exponentially creating outcomes that are so positive, and yet it will also have to be used to protect us from the people who want to use the hammer to knock down the house.
I like that, David. Finally, I'm going to ask you, there's this huge contention between big tech and the news media. I'm part of the news media. I know you're originally a journalist. And it's come to a head, especially here in Canada. There's now a new law, I'm not sure if you know or not, but that's fine, a new law that says, that's trying to push Google and Meta to pay Canadian journalists for their content. If not, it's blocked from Google and Meta. Is there a happy medium going forward? Right now, that's a contentious issue, but going forward, do you see a happy medium between the news media and big tech?
Well, look, a community is so important, and one thing big companies can't do is stop you from building your community in person, on the phone, via email, and via social media. There's other platforms. So what they're gonna do is drive traffic to alternative silos. So there is a happy medium. Look, let the course, as always, of the market dictate where the communities flee to. And you'll find that economics play a critical role in where those communities are. And so luckily for today, we're not living in one system where if they cut off media or charge for media or don't pay for media, there's nowhere else to go. Look, there's a fluid, natural course of audience, and there are plenty of options, opportunities. We saw that when Vine went down. All those people migrated. They didn't just disappear.
Yeah.
So you'll see a great migration away from scarcity and into abundance.
Into abundance. And finally, I said finally before, but finally, I'm going to leave you off on this. Your mission, David Meltzer's mission, as we all know, is to get 1 billion people
over
1 billion people to be happy. Obviously, with technology, you have a reach of over 1 billion people. Where are you in that mission at this point in your career?
So I'm very focused on people like you. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for 1,000 people that I know in their lifetime will empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000. And so I'm very close to already have not only the relationships with those stylists, but starting to develop the amount of content and training and help to those 1,000 that I know someday will empower 1,000 with those same values, practices, and execution models that I teach to do the same. 1,000 times 1,000, 1,000,000. 1,000,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000,000. We can create a collective consciousness of abundance, making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun. As long as you keep coming back and helping me, I'll be here for you as well. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, David. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
You're amazing.
You heard it here first. Well, check out David Meltzer at Collision 2023.